Okay, Tisha was a whole Shabbos. He told me in Shabbos that on a Geya, Tisha was a whole Shabbos. Most of them on a Geya to the same question, the same issue. Ironically, we're going to leave that to that. Instead, we'll start going with Halacha L'Maaseh, and we'll take it that way and see how these Shilohs play out in so many ways. And I think eventually Yom Hill will start to pick up on their own where this may be taking us. Now, hold on a second. So let's start with the Ramah. The Ramah is always a good place to start. And he speaks about Shabbos Chazoyim. Shabbos Shol Chazoyim. Ein machlifen lulbosh bigdei Shabbos. Shabbos Chazoyim, you don't put on any bigdei Shabbos. Ki im haktsoynes levad. Only the ktsoynes. Where does this halacha come from? Before we get to what the explainer is even referring to, it's the Mordechai in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. There he says, "V'chein b'Shabbos shel Chazon Yeshayahu, ein machlifen kleihem elo haksoynes b'levat." The only thing they change is the ksoynes. Hagor, it says there. It's not here. Peter ksoynes hu me'il. Ksoynes refers to the outer garment. You only change that. Everything further in, not changed. Interestingly, on the same page, look at another Hagol, Kedushei Anshei Shem there. I think it's from the Maharam. Ra'isi Neagin She'ein Machlifin Ela HaChaluk HaPnimi. All they changed was the inner, I guess what we would call the Yondashem, right? In other words, is it the furthest out or the furthest in that we're changing over here? One way or the other. Loi Kedibrei Hagol, not like that Hagol. Says over there, Mishnah Berurah brings like the second one. It's referring to the Beged Zeah. Only thing we change is the undershirt. Everything else stays the same. Why is that? Mishnah Berurah says what it is. The Beged Zeah, not significant in the first place. You can change that every day if you want. Therefore, the Shabbos, definitely. The other Svarah, let's see. In any case, he says, even for Shabbos, almost everything is awesome. Almost everything except one thing. Which one thing? Okay. We saw the two different sheets, what the one thing is. But generally, can't change your clothing to Shabbos clothing. A lot of people are sitting and saying, once you wake up before the Shabbos, it's too late now. I already put on my Shabbos clothing. Well, that's maybe some people pack it in. Okay. Well, let's see. But this is where it starts from. That's the Ramah. Now, Ramah, like I said, comes from the Mordechai, the Maril. Maril, all of Alman Hogan wants to be from Maril, Ashkenazi Shuman Hogan. The Chayl Onru Noyagim B'Shabbos Shalotnei Chazven Yishayol Ein Noyagim L'Chabbis Begodim. No washing clothing for that Shabbos. Big Day Shabbos Noagu Rabbi Seinu L'Shanris Ktsas B'Shabbos Shal Chazven Yishayol. To change a bit, Shabbos Chazven. Ein Machlif M'Kala Begodim K'Shor Shabbosos. How is that simoni avelos? You should wear, have some simoni avelos. You shouldn't change all your clothing like a regular Shabbos. You can't treat it like a regular Shabbos. You're in mind days, he's not even talking about Shabbos or Chol Tisha B'Av. He's talking about any Shabbos in mind days, including yesterday. Ab kam l'shoyn ma'arach. That's the Bavron Kloizner, from the very early Ashkenazi Shacharim. Every shoyn, sorry. That's in the Maril. And then he says, Mari Segal, that's Maril himself. Loi shino shum begodim Shabbos Chazon Yishayo. He didn't change any of his clothing in Shabbos Chazon at all. Gam talis am yuchad loi l'Shabbos loi itif. He didn't put on the Shabbos talis yet. Elo, the Shalchoi, he used his weekday talis on Shabbos Chazon. Shalu lefono. People asked him a question, very important question here, and it's going to become a big question, as we'll see. But it was asked to him himself. How can you do that? How can you not change your clothing for Shabbos? If you neig avelus for Shabbos, you can't be neig avelus for Shabbos, they asked him. So he said, it's not recognizable as avelus, he said. It's not recognizable as avelus. Why? He doesn't have any Shabbos clothing. You think everybody has? Not everybody has. So somebody sees a person walking around with a weekday clothing. He doesn't have a Shabbos clothing. How am I supposed to? That's called Avelus B'Fahes. only hachosim hayolovish kol vigdei Shabbos. If somebody was a chosim, a reifruf, or maybe Shabbos Shabbos brachas, even though he was wearing Shabbos clothes. Other than that, nothing doing. Okay, so what do we have here? So we have the Mordechai, we have the Maril. No jokes here, we're talking about the Yishayim, the ones that we follow. And there are more, brings them, as he often does. Right? So, up until this point, it should be the norm. It should be the norm. It should be, by the way. Theoretically. Based on only following the Menhagim the way we usually follow them, this should theoretically be the norm. I remember living in Kiryas Sefer, there was a kehillah, a small kehillah, on Yekis in Kiryas Sefer. I was instrumental, Baruch Hashem, proud. I was instrumental in starting a Yekis, I never davened it, but I was very seriously instrumental in starting a Yekis, Yeshua, and Kiryas Sefer. It was a year to day from, maybe some people living in the Rosa, a year to day from that is, but it was I had a Yekis kehillah, and one of my friends from that kehillah, Shabbos Chazen, looked around with his week to have. How do I know? I know what everybody's week to have looks like. His week to have, Jesus Christ. You hope there wasn't a Shabbos out. It was very noticeable. Yeah? Why? And that's the way that they do it. Maril. That's the Maril. That's the Maril. Okay. However, many of the Gedolei Acharonim have a serious problem with this. Very serious problem. And we'll have to figure out what they're going to do with the Maril. Because again, if the Maril wasn't broadcast, then ask the question. Having responded to it, we would have had an easier time asking Kashas. But it was asked him and he answered it. We're going to have to deal with that. But, let's say, one dogma. The Yaakov Emden and his Siddur brings that his father, the Chacham Tzvi, did not change anything Shabbos Chazon at all from any other Shabbos of the year. Did everything exactly the same as every other Shabbos of the year. Even if Chal Tisha was the Shabbos, not only Shabbos Chazoyim, like we had it the first day, almost, on the 9 days. But Tisho Shechal B'Shabbos didn't change a thing. That's what he brings from his father. The Chayyodo. Klaus Kuflam and Gimel brings. The Minigim Vilna, he says, Al Pi Hagro is to wear regular Big Day Shabbos. By the way, the Chayyodo doesn't always bring the Minig Hagro. He wrote his own sefer, and he makes that very clear. I'm writing my own sefer here. I don't follow the deal on whatever he says. But here he says, the minig in Vilna al-pi ha-gro is to wear all big bishops. Mishnah Berurah brings that down. Mishnah Berurah from Kottenbach. Balatanya, Yoram Divrei Nechemya, that was, I believe, his brother. That's how he fares it. Uncle. Yeah. That's the minhag al-Piyari, not to change a single thing on Shabbos. Now here comes the Aruch HaShulchan. This is fascinating. The Aruch HaShulchan comes with a Taina, which may be able to help us out a little bit with what we're going to do with the Maril in general. And maybe we'll be able to use his type of approach to help us b'chlal and how to deal with this. Zeh Hashem HaChidosh, an interesting thing. Or Chasulchan says that our minig is not to change anything. Not allowed to show any avails b'Shabbos. He says, "What's coming up? Can't have avails b'Shabbos." And the truth is, he says, it comes much before him. The Advaz is the Rebbe of the Beis Yosef. Right? This is the borderline door of Rishonim / Acharonim, which is not, you know. But that's all. So he said to Yishayim, that Vaz and his tshuvas, innovates for Shabbos. Can't do it. He cannot change anything from any Shabbos. Look to HaShulchan, and that has to be. Can't get out of that. But he says, I wonder though. He says, we can't reinvent the wheel. Whatever. We're not the ones who made this up. The Kadmein Musunah does not avail for Shabbos. And they did this anyway. So how do we become bigger Ebu Chachonim than them? It's like Torah HaShulchan. How can we change the minute? Doesn't make sense to us? True. Makes no sense to us, he says. What? Can you change the minute? What were they thinking? Dr. Chasulchan Hashem HaChidosh, he says, what changed is the Matthias. The Matthias changed, he says. How's that? So I would think the Matthias that changed is that the real answer where he says that, okay, this guy doesn't have any Shabbos clothing. Come on. No such thing. There's nobody who doesn't have Shabbos clothing today. He's there, I don't know what it was like then. Well, he has a different time. He says his time is, depends what you wear. He says, Eitel ha-kadmoyin v'yitzal boshet Shabbos v'choyl shovim v'demusom v'tmunosa. It was more or less the same clothing, weekdays and Shabbos. So why would it be so nikkur? Why would it be nikkur? Would it be so nikkur in the first place, he says. Right? Because, who knows the difference? You know the difference. Everyone else around you? Never. You wear one suit on Sunday, and it was on Shabbos, but they're more or less the same thing. Meneli says, that's the way it was in the old days, and that's why they weren't bothered. The first time, they been asked, but he knows that he's wearing his weekday clothing. Nobody else around really knows it. There you go. He said, several generations before us, the situation was that which I think means felt. They wore a felt hat in the weekday. Interesting. But it wasn't a Chassidish Rashmeister. This is what they wore. They wore different clothing on weekday and Shabbos. So he Nikola Koil says that Begit Choy was a Begit Shabbos. You can't do that, he says. Lochein and Higu Agedolim Shaloi Linik Minikzer Vrei Ahefer Shenik Ahalbe. And therefore, Havik Avel is the Shabbos. You can't do it. It's too obvious that there's a chance. Now, if we're going to take this to a logical conclusion, I'm sure a lot of people in this room are thinking, okay, where do we go with it now? What if somebody's not wearing a shtreimel on Bekish on Shabbos and a hat in the weekday? So if a shulchan thought of that too. And he says, V'lachin, ani oimer, his name is there, shal pi pekudas ha-malchus. He says, according to the rules of the government, we have no choice anymore. And therefore, k'ra echlasnu, t'munas ha-begogim. They don't allow us to wear the Shabbos clothing that we used to wear. So we no longer wear it. Shabbos b'chol t'muna achat lohem. The same thing now. Even though it used to be the ancient minig was to wear weekday clothing on Shabbos Chazayim, then the minig changed according to the Matthias, he says, where we had very different begodim, Shabbos and Chol. We couldn't do that anymore. Well, we're back to where we started from, he says, we've come full circle. And in that case, let's go back, he says. Let's wear weekday clothing on Shabbos Chazayim because it's not that different for the time of the. Now, the truth is, again, what it said in the Ma'ariv was not that. The Ma'ariv didn't say what the pshat is because we wear the same clothes on weekday and Shabbos. He said, Haroya Oima. He doesn't have Shabbos clothes. Who says he has any? In other words, we do notice it, but we don't care. Right? Again, Yesh La'ayin, if that's the case today either. But this is the story of Dor HaShulchan, and he's not the only one. It's in the Mukhi Arachayim, the Munkacha, the Mukhuti Mariach. They all say it. That is the Pshat. Now, he's the only one that says, therefore, let's go back. Right? They don't say, therefore, let's go back. They say, therefore, it's ours. And that depends also on the atmosphere. Because they were in Chassidus of places where they kept it that way. The Mukhuti Mariach and the Mukhi Arachayim. Yeah? And the Dor HaShulchan wasn't. Although, they saw Ayim, and the Matthias that I just said, whether that's true. Because the Mukhi Arachayim, like I said, the Mukhi Talos, the Munkacha, I'm not so convinced. Was there. The people who came out of Munkach after the war definitely didn't. So they didn't want to push it back. He did want to push it back. I saw others who have a kash on his Avchon of the Messias altogether. That they say, it's not true, that in the days of the Maril, they wore the same thing on weekday and Shabbos, and they bring their own rayas to it, as a Chassam Sefer, and a Chaim, that says that there clearly was a shimi in the Malbushim between Shabbos and Chol at the time of the Maril. And yet, they still have this minik for whatever reason. But again, like I said, in the Ma'aril himself, he says, Loi Minkiri, that's his tzvora. Right? His tzvora is Loi Minkiri. Question is that still gay or not? Or Chashulchan? Main thing is, what we're finding in all these achrayim is that they have a very serious problem with any kind of available fire. And therefore, not going to work. They can't do what they used to do. Why did they do it, Amal? Smartest thing, smartest thing. That's the Well, the Maisa, besides the Oich HaShulchan, who suggests that maybe we turn back the clock to the old minute, the rest of them don't want to do that. So what do we do today? Rav Henkin writes, Rav Henkin wrote off a Luach, where he wrote everything, you know, in the shortest possible way, line by line, what to do, and Rav Henkin writes, Shabbos, Chazoyim, Noyagim, Boreku, B'chol Shabbos. Ad Kam, L'Shoynoi, end of story. Shabbos Chazoyim is the same as any other Shabbos. Moshe Sternbuch, in his Me'adim Mozmanim, in Chelek Kei, and in Chelek Zayin, he writes that even the Yekes, he dies, who follow the old minute to wear big dechoyim on Shabbos Chazoyim, they shouldn't do it anymore. There's a big chiddush, tremendous chiddush, generally speaking, that's not something anyone would tell them. The old minute, and they haven't, by tradition, straight down. They don't have all the kashas of how did it change in the middle. It didn't change. Right? The only kasha there is the kasha that the world since the beginning. So what's with Havel and B'Shabbos? The Ramesh Stamuk says, here's a Messias that changed, he says. He says, everybody used to live in their own cities and countries. All the Yekes lived together in Germany. Okay. So everybody did the same thing, and nobody was different than anybody else. But he says, since the Messias is today, that in every city, you have every kind of Yid, Baruch Hashem. Right? We have left our places of origin and gathered together in all different cities and across the street from each other and around the corner, you have different schools of different kinds. And Lamaisa Geret, the vast majority of Klal Yisrael today, fears that to wear big day Shabbos and Shabbos Chazon. So therefore, if some of the people in Germany are around, now are not going to do that, now they stick out. It's a very prominent difference these days, he says, and that's called Avelus V'Fahetzi in a way that it wasn't earlier on that way. He says it's different than everyone else around. That makes it very extremely obvious. All of a sudden, everybody in the Yekesh Shul doesn't have any big day Shabbos. The Shabbos, what's the story? And even in my little title, it says, oh no, maybe it doesn't have any big day Shabbos. Oh really, that whole shul knows it's big day Shabbos. Every other shul I've been at, says it doesn't work anymore. If at this point he holds, nobody should be doing this anymore, even those who have it from the Seder. So my friend the Kehav Sefer, if he's there, should have won in Shabbos, and Shabbos Chazon, according to the opinion of the Rosh Hashanah. The Devotina Rav, which was by Moshe and Chelek Zayin, he says, the Farhesia, everybody needs to feel like the place they're at. That's the way it has to be for us, in both directions. Which means, if you happen to end up in Frankfurt today, you're going to have to wear a weekday clothing on, but there's nobody there anymore. But if there was, call Echot to see Minhag HaMoachim that he's in. Got to go along with what's going on over there in general. But Ma'isa though, he says, La'is Ato, that's what he says, La'is Ato, Ich Shir Doro, Aleif Shir Migdei Shabbos, and there is no such place, therefore this is going to remain theoretical in that direction. But, he says again, if there'll be such a place, everybody has to follow the Minhag HaMoachim. As of now, he says, he doesn't see a mocking for anybody to be wearing big day choyl on Shabbos Chazoyim based on what's going on. Now that we saw that the Achronim, Ad Kidei Kach, they do something which is extremely rare. To change a minhag Rishonim is something that nobody has ever taken lightly, ever. Yeah? And yet, you see how strongly and seriously they take this Yisoid of Avelus Rofesi B'Shabbos. They weren't able to tolerate it despite the fact that this was a widespread Medigan Ashkenaz. So this brings us to another interesting shaila, which is Haftarah of Shabbos Chazon. Haftarah of Shabbos Chazon, where does this come from, this shaila b'chol? Mogen Avraham, Reish Pei Bei, CFA. Mogen Avraham brings this idea of reading the Haftarah of Shabbos Chazon kekino, like a kino, which he means to say, to read it with the Megan of Eicha. Mishnah Berurah brings it down there. Now, let's go back to our Oruch HaShulchan. Oruch HaShulchan, Shabbos clothing, says you can't do it. What does he say? If there's any mocking to do such a thing, he says, it would only be revived. You can't tell the actual difference at all. You cannot actually tell the difference. Right? That's his only excuse, Oruch HaShulchan says. If nobody actually can really know the difference, one person knows it. You know yourself what you're wearing or what you're not. Nobody else really knows the difference. So what about getting up in a shul on Shabbos and reading Haftarah? They're going to be a chapella according to him. And the shul from Taki doesn't bring this halacha. Doesn't bring it down. The Morgan Avraham is finished. The Me'adim Uzmanim and a number of others for him bring that the Chazon Ish had a kpeda not to read Haftarah of Shabbos Chazon with anything except the regular trop of Haftarah. And why, he said, the same thing. The same reason why Klal Yisrael feels to not change any big day Shabbos despite the ancient minhag. He says the same thing, you cannot feel the Chavelos for Shabbos and you can't blame the Haftarah of Shabbos Chazayim with the Nigan Avech. Kafachayim brings, Minhagei Eretz Yisrael, Sheloi Loima b'Shabbos Chazayim Shum Kino. Anything? Da'afilu b'tishavov shechol b'Shabbos. Male al shulchone bisro shmeino, that's halacha mefureshes, to eat meat and drink wine, even at shalashudis of this of that Shabbos, straight into Tisha B'av. You see them on second, but it's meat and wine. Last is yikor b'yoyim of the Shabbos, b'yimechab of the Shabbos. Umi som peh livkos, he says. And then he brings a quote, which is a play on words. And this is coming straight from Birkei Yosef from the Chidah. He was a wolf, like they say, in these inyanim. He said, "The evil heavy gamhu kasher koine." Right? And he's playing on Kain and Hevel over there. And instead of saying the Hevel heavy gamhu, it's like Kain says, "Evil heavy gamhu kasher koine." So when you bring the koine, you bring avelus on Shabbos. Uma gam b'farhesia kovel am b'yom Shabbos kodesh vaday roi levatul minig zeh. This is the Birkei Yosef, the Chidah, writes this. And then, as mentioned earlier, the Radvaz, so the Machzik Brocher, that's right to the Chidah, brings the Radvaz, different Shuvas Radvaz, besides the one that says, that avails for Esther Gabi Begodim. And he says, Radvaz says, Sha'alta Rimeni, Udiya Chodati, the Mashanuagru, in the 3 weeks, close to Tisha B'Av, in the 3 weeks, meaning in Mibbe and Amsorim, to say certain piyutim zeichel uchorban, he says. Im yofei moisim, umim mevatlin on lo, tshuva, ayasher chelev, amam v'yevatel dover kuzay. Whoever can mevatel it, has my brochus and my thanks. Kama hichiku razal sa'okul b'chiyah b'shabim, koshkein loyim edu v'rekinah, z'bahazka akurban, k'en loyra v'chiyah, אפילו דבר שבצירי נדג בתשעו של חוליאס בשבת של עשרי בפויס כמי סאז כל שכן בשבת יש הקודם תשע בו כל שכן דבר שפהרסיה for sure you can't do anything with פהרסיה on Shabbos has anything to do with תשע בו איי, what about the מחברים of these people? You hear this? Now he's asking, where do מחברים for you them? All for you them? All about that? How do מחברים for you them? These for you them, on the Shabbos especially, for the Shabbos is a bit on the Torah. How do they make that up? Maybe they were poets and not Rabbanim. He says, the Sefer HaMitzvos of Shlomo Eben Gebiro, that he was a poet and not a Rav. Maybe that's the Rambam, and therefore that's how he gets out of dealing with whatever halachic issue he has over there. Soif, he says, looks at Advan. Ein roi laharis shum daiga v'lo yitzovoin b'shabbos ela hakoil simcha u'mishiyuch levatul minig zeh yofehu oisa. Anyone who can levatul this minute, he says, good job, he says. Very good job, he says. And it should become one.
Isn't that story?
Where's the other words? Or to go sing it with a nigga veicha. Something that they're not mekabel. Yep. The words are the words. Yeah. Yeah. What are we doing there? We're asking to be able to bring the kabbalah. That's what we're doing. Yeah. We're not making a tisha b'av out of every Shabbos in Yom Tov. Yeah. We're saying we're bringing Agdon. We today don't have the ability to bring kabbalah. So we would like the ability to please do so, and we promise you that we will. As they gave this talk. Yeah. So this is the sheet over here. Now let's go back also. The Maril himself had a very serious problem with Havelos B'Shabbos. And we got a big day Shabbos, he found the Torah. However, over here you're talking about kumva se of avelos, in a nicker doesn't work here. Doing something on Shabbos the Fahersia, the Maril, Mechori would not say for this thing over here. Doesn't stem with him, doesn't stem with the Fashulchon, doesn't stem with the Maril, it's a gate pushed. Come to David Tina Rav again, and his shul is in Chelek Zayin, and he says, if you're in a place that they say, after Shabbos Chazoyim, with the Nigen of Eicho, and he says, what if you, if you're there? The Vada ain't so Shayim anymore. He says, you don't have to say over these things. You have a short still that's going to heal him. Or, he says, if you're saying, the saying will say these to you then. Tishu of the Kapitah Mashad. Say something else, he says. So, why ain't near the Kila in the Rishik with those Shatiba Iskin? But if he's called up from after, he says he has no choice. If he's called up from after, he has to, he can't be in the Shaman of the Minigah Mokim, despite the fact that, as we saw, the Advaz and the Bikir Yosef and all say, no, he's in Shaman for that. Anybody with half a brain understands that the guy who got himself a master, a Hanging Krista master, that's the point, being the one getting in the way of what's the Minigah Mokim and awaiting something else. But, okay, so like, as it comes to us, that the same story that we have regarding the big day Shabbos seems to play out regarding the Inyan of the Asteria of Chazer.
What about in Parshas Dvarim, we say, Eich, we say with a negan of, just a little passage that we say, with a negan of.
Some do, yeah. Some do that.
Would that go into this question, or is that just a little knesh?
I hear both nodding of what you're saying. Either it does or it doesn't. It's a few words.
I think
the
yeshivas, they do it.
I think yeshivas and somebody else will end it. It's a good story, which I'm not going to tell him about what happened to Tereva Das. That was one place where everybody got together and this fight broke out over there. What else? So we have another Indian on Shabbos Chazoyim, which follows the same Shailos. And Moshe, the Tshuva, and Igus Moshe, Rav Chaim Chelek Dalos. There's a Tshuva to his son, Rav Yehuda. And he writes, V'dvar Zmiris v'Shabbos Chazoyim. What about singing Zmiris on Shabbos Chazoyim? Can you sing Zmiris on Shabbos Chazoyim? So he says, Ramazamrim b'chol Shabbos, those who sing Zmiris every Shabbos, some people sing Zmiris every Shabbos. Right? So those people, Vabe Roshon Gam B'Shabbos Chazon. Anyone who sings Zmiris any other Shabbos is allowed to sing the Shabbos Chazon as well. Oh, well, if you don't sing Zmiris every other Shabbos, but this week you are, but you have guests, yeah? And it's not going to make a good impression. The Afla Einoy again, establish Einoy. Doesn't matter, he says, if you never sing Zmiris any Shabbos, you can choose Shabbos Chazon as your Shabbos that you sing Zmiris on. Kim Shal Kapon will call it Shabbos. Kimoi, She'af, She'ein Noyagin Lecha B'chol Shabbos, both of us through this leases. He says, even if you never have Flesh against Shabbos Shabbos, as most people do not, we're talking Lecha B'chol Shabbos, that is Tishabov. And we're also asking questions, wait, one second, do you eat the last Shabbos, or do you eat the next Shabbos? No matter. You can eat Flesh. If you see the last second, that's what Tishabov. The same way as Dr. Moshe, Zmiris, the same thing. We don't have to test you now and see what you can do every other Shabbos. Shabbos Chazon is like any Shabbos of the year. Any other Shabbos of the year, do you ask questions before you sing Zmiris? I hope not. So Shabbos Chazon, you don't even have to ask any questions. You can sing Zmiris, it's okay. K'moy ki nir gam le'in Zmiris, kivin shu in kovet Shabbos, af she'in ro'o gebuchol Shabbos, still ain't less. Can't ask anybody who's singing Zmiris, which means, even if he sings none, you can sing all night. But if you sing a little bit, you can sing a lot on Shabbos Chazon. You can sing as much as you want. And nobody gets in your way. Why? It's Shabbos. What if you want to sing Happy Nagunim at Shabbos Shudas together with your place or your meal? Get on to it. Don't say, hey, it works. It works well. So let's come to this. What we're finding out is that so many things, when it comes to Shabbos Chazon, the approach is, it's like any other Shabbos of the year. The Svara is the same Svara again and again. The Svara is, Shabbos is Shabbos. And therefore, it cannot be Noyeg Avelos the Shabbos. One more point. Gabi Shabbos Chazal. Chavis Yoyer, the Sefer Mekor Chaim, and he discusses an oifruf. What happens if there's an oifruf? Shabbos Chazal, same thing would be true on Shabbos Tisha B'Av, right? Which is, this is the only way it could come out this year, the Shabbos Tisha B'Av. So we have, so there are some who we discussed last week, that there are some who would not make chasnas until Tu B'Av, which outside of Detroit you can do this year also, because you can make a chasna Thursday night, early enough in some other places. Here, Mishpat Zenegel and Isaac. But, on to Thursday night? Oh, really? I can find from the last thing we saw, all this is say, Shabbat Chazayim is the matter, or Tuba is the matter, whatever it is. Well, we, yeah, it's Muslim in a dinner, for sure. Yeah. But I'll confirm him, so you can have, what? Shabbat Machmu, sorry. Shabbat Machmu or Tuba, yeah. All they say, this is the matter, that's the matter. We got to be the mazel, not we got to be the etzem halacha, whatever it is. So I'll confirm him, Shaila is, you have an oifruf, it's going to happen, you have an oifruf. Trek to Chabbat Shoyer, what can you do at that? Are you allowed to throw pekeluch or not? Yes.
What's wrong with that?
Are you allowed to sing? Which usually goes along with throwing pekeluch. Are you allowed to dance? Yes or no? He says you're allowed to do all of the above. Shabbos is Shabbos. And maybe you can throw pekeluch and sing and dance at the time and afterwards by the kiddush, whatever it takes. Regular Shabbos oifruf of any other time. And again, the svara continues to be the same svara. Ein avelus for Shabbos. And again, if and when there are any svaras of any kind of avelus for Shabbos, you see, you're on the defensive. As soon as you're doing anything, you have to figure out why it's even more to do. And that's something that needs to be paid attention to. I do want to say Chazvorim and bring a famous meister to Besarim. Besarim was once in a spot on the Shabbos Chazvorim. And the Olim was very alive with lots of simcha about his midas, and there were people who couldn't understand that. They were standing there on the side looking disapproving looks. And what was going through their mind was, what's with these people? It's not all about the Reis HaMikdash. So the Rishon turned to them and said, Oh Yahweh Hashem, HaMechakim B'Vinyan Ariyeh. Those who love the Reis HaMikdash waiting for the Reis HaMikdash. Yoyim HaShavos, Sisa the Simcha, Kimakana Matmafra. Is despite as much as you miss the Reis HaMikdash, when Shabbos comes, it's the inyan of Simcha, Kimikal Matan Achir, and that is not a steer of the Chalal to waiting for the Beis HaMikdosh. And if you wait a lot for the Beis, be happy on Shabbos, maybe Friday night this week. Maybe the Hashem will see. Maybe we'll touch on that a drop more and see what's Taka Tshak. That Shabbos, maybe it's even part of the same thing. Oh yeah, Be'em Hashem HaChagim Yen Ariel, that's why Be'em Shabbos is the Simcha. That would definitely seem to be implied within that Zahra. What about... Okay, so let's move on now to some more inyonim of Shabbos Shechal B'Tishah. So the inyonim that we spoke about until now was speaking about even Shabbos Chazon, all Shabbos Chazon, any Shabbos within the 9 days is all be'etzim the same when it comes to this. But there are some halachas that have to do specifically with Shabbos Shechal B'Tishah, right? And not with any other Shabbos. And with this, I want to begin touching on a halacha, which comes the ikore from the Gemara, but it goes further, it was brought further by the Achrayim. Gemara in Tanya, Taflam Adom Adal, things of Raita, Tonu Rabbon, the Tisha of the Oath, Osur Likrois Batoiro Benavim Ubaksuvim. Tisha of the Oath, what is not allowed to learn, Toiro Benavim Ubaksuvim on Tisha of the Oath. The Lishna is the Mishnah, the Talmud, the Medrash, the Halachos, the Agadas. The Kitzur, everything. He's not allowed to learn any Torah on Tisha B'Av. Except the Koyei Bakinois. You could read from the Kinois. Rabbeinu Hanan Halachon over there says that means Echo. Right? You can learn Echo, that you can do. The Iyoiv, you can learn Iyoiv. The Dvorim Horoim Shebi Yirmio. You can learn the sad parts of Yirmiyahu, referred to henceforth as Dvorim Haroyim, which is the lashon that's used all over the place. The Tinoikas Shel Yisrael B'Teilin, children do not learn either on Tisha B'Av. Mishum shenema, pikudei Hashem yisholim v'samchei leif. Maybe the Kazakh, by the way. A lot of people wonder about this halacha. And they say, oh, all right. Okay. Learning makes you happy. Okay. Good. Not everybody personally connects with that, but I think there's a lesson here, which is every yid is capable of having a deeper connection with the Torah and enjoying it. That's what's being said. That there's a metzias here of something that's mesameach, and it's something we should aspire to. Right? So sometimes, you know, from Hilchos Tisha B'Av, you learn what should be outside of Tisha B'Av, right? Other things like that also. I repeat it over here. From a relative of mine, Simcha Ellis, he's getting honored mention over here a number of times recently. And he said that somebody once asked him, a bacha came to him in the 9 days, he was learning Hilchos Tisha B'Av. And he said, it says over there, you're not supposed to greet anybody on Tisha B'Av, but if somebody greets you, you should answer the Sofer Offer. You should answer the Sofer Offer. So he said, Yom Deinu Rabbeinu. What does that look like when you answer the Sofer Offer? What does it look like? Does it look better like this? I guess so. He says, but isn't that what we do every day? Right? So in other words, from Hilchos Tisha B'Av, you learn what the rest of the year is supposed to look. That's not good enough for the rest of the year. Right? So, vice place is supposed to be Simcha and Talmud Torah the rest of the year. Ramba, Hilchos Tainis, also Likras, the Tisha B'Av, the Torah, even the Vyam and Beksuvim, over Mishnah, over Alochis, over Talmud, over Hagodos, the Einar Kerei, Ela B'Ioi, over Kinois, over Devorim, Moron, Shabir, and Yo, the Tzedekis, over Sab, Matelon, by basically copy straight from that Brice and Tainis, we have in Hilchos Tainis of the Ramam and Perikai. Hagodos, Maimonios, Vir, brings from the Maram. He was upset that there were people who read some of the psukim of Nechamas. Now we saw in the Braisa and in the Rambam that they said, if you read from Yirmiyah, it has to be Dvar Maron Shabi Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah is not only Dvar Maron, there's Nechamas also in Yirmiyah. But he said he was upset. Why do you see people learning the Nechamas? The Kosav Nekiyei Hadas Medalgim Eskula. They would skip. As soon as the Nechamas came, I skipped that. Nagu likris iyoiv, but the Vodem Aron shall be yirmiyo, but dov is a tiru chachomet. Aval akoyre, psukei, the Nechamas shall be yirmiyo, aveiro hi biyom. The aveiro is the religious thing in the study. Why? Afimu Talmud Torah, she'ein eloi Nechamah, v'loi toichacha, also plain Talmud Torah, which is not, doesn't make you feel good or bad inherently inside the world. Still also. Choskin vorm toivim in Nechamas. Definitely also the Kresim, because besides the fact that it has the general quality of Talmud Torah, which is the Samech in and of itself, this is something which is being the Samech because of what it says there. It's definitely worse. They pass in the Torah, the Mechabes, and the Tosfos from the Dalit, Sif Aleph and Beis, and this is Medina the Gemara. So Medina the Gemara, we don't learn any Torah on Tisha B'Av of any kind, except Dvorim Moroim, which, like I said, henceforth will be the general term. All of those things which are clearly brought as the examples of what's allowed to be left. The Maril, and Lucas Tosh Tisha B'Av, goes beyond what it says in the Gemara, and he says, V'chein minhag. He's also a minhag, Shalai lu me teda be'erev Tisha B'Av. Not only teda on erev Tisha B'Av even. Now this, there's no hint of this in the Gemara. Right to Gemara, Ramban, etc. But the Maril, again, and he says there's a minig not to learn Torah on Erev Tisha B'Av, the Sefer Minhagim, which we've spoken a lot of here recently. He says, No yagin shalai limboid acha chatzoris on Erev Tisha B'Av, vishat Torah misamacha pleif. Now, again, like I said, this doesn't, it's not in the Gemara or in the Rambam. It's not brought in Tur Beis Yosef. It's not brought in the Shulchan Aruch. They followed straight off of the Gemara and the Rambam. It's not in there. But in the Darkei Moshe and Tosfos Nodalit, he brings it again, Kedartei, that's Rambam, does bring the Menhagim of the Maril, etc. He brings it and he passes that way in the Rambam, not only in Darkei Moshe, but in front of Zagoris and Shulchan Aruch, Nagu Shalai Lumay Be'er Tisha B'Av Nechatzis Ve'elos, Ki'im B'Dvorim Amatarim B'Tisha B'Av. We start from Chatzis. Now, what's the reason for this? Where does this come from? What's the idea? What's the big idea? What's going on? Why are we stopping from Chatzos on Erev Tisha B'Av to learn Torah? So the Chassam Sofer explains it. The Chassam Sofer says that the reason is, Chassam Sofer is Shuvas, that if you learn on Erev Tisha B'Av, it's going to stay in your mind at night, and maybe you're going to come in happily into Tisha B'Av, so you got to cut it off. Cut off point before, some Chassos, tremendous Chiddush that comes over, but the Minig itself is a tremendous Chiddush. So along with the Minig itself, you have this tremendous Chiddush. In other words, what's tremendous Chiddush? What? If you say maybe, hey, from Plaga Mincha, you shouldn't learn. Open your head. Plaga Mincha. Mincha Kana is often used as the Smichus to the next day. But to go from Chassos Hayoyim, which over here is what, 8 hours early in the ski or something? I don't know. It's many hours. And you're not going to learn because hours later you're going to be thinking and learning. Well, from what you learned hours earlier, Chiddush Otom or Bavaita. So I'm sorry for calling you Rimunas, but again, this is in the Maril and in the Mehodim and in the Ramah, and not a lot to learn on Erev Tisha B'Av. Come to Taz, and the Taz brings the Mashal. This is the Mashal every Erev Tisha B'Av, that's the Chassoy. He definitely gets drafted to learn it himself, and he told everybody else to do the same thing. Because he didn't get involved with this, wasn't the Kabbal this many altogether, that's the learned. And Shabruya brings down not only the Mashal, he brings down the Tabir Agro, the Legoyim, the Chumra Yisrael, he says to do this. Chumra Yisrael. Why? He says, if you really knew your most Tisha B'Av, don't apply on Erev Tisha B'Av. So this halacha over here, which is not one of the original inuyim, only limud haTorah. That's what we're going to be machmir. How convenient, he says. So chumra yaseira. Now, of course, we're going to follow the Talmud of Sam Sofer, also Mishkan Taina. All the other inuyim are not negayat, and it's not tisha b'av yet. Talmud Torah be'etzem also shouldn't be negayat, it's not tisha b'av yet. Except what can you do? That it lingers. All the other inuyim don't linger. This lingers straight into tisha b'av, after Sam Sofer. But again, Dr. Vilna Goyim, Spazazach. The Shabur brings a Maimon Motcha, who says this is a meaning that causes the Pultayra. People only learn Mashiach Bechofetz. And he says, I myself, I'm not Machmer on this. Chayodim comes along, Tachum Reba Alma. He says, if you want to be Moich, if you want to be Mekel, Ein Moichim Beyodim. They bring actually, in one of the forms on the Chofetz Chaim's life, they bring that in the Rabbin Yeshiva, Chofetz Chaim said, to learn all of the regulars done on Erev Tisha B'Av, straight up until Tisha B'Av. Aruch HaShulchan brings, he says, the Magen Avraham says, not any bit of Torah, because you can learn Dvarim Mamer Torah. Zok te Aruch HaShulchan, ve'ein zu taine, the onuroyim b'chush, the kivin the machtik min limudei ha-rogil, ein eloyim b'nei. He says, no, don't finish Kambaba Naisim. If you start telling people, only learn this, don't learn that, it's cool, I will lie. If you let him learn whatever he wants, maybe he'll learn. You're going to start telling him what he's allowed to learn and what he's not allowed to learn. Don't tell me Baba Meister says he's going to learn anyway. He's not going to learn. He named you earlier, he says. I'm not masking him, he says, learn on Erev Tisha B'Av whatever he wants. That is interesting. Shiloh, which is, those who are making time, those who are making. So when does the Israel even not Erev start? Right? Those who say, Erev Tisha B'Av, learn Gesundheit. And again, like I said, Mishnah Berurah, that's what he brings down. So when does it start? The Chayis Pasha that starts in Bein HaShemoshes. Just like all the other Dini Averis that start in Bein HaShemoshes. All the Yisrael Tishma start in Bein HaShemoshes, and most of the Feirish. Mutter Berechitza V'sicho Ne'ilus HaSambo Ad Bein HaShemoshes. Right? What Moshe brings, Arachayim Chelukei, sitting on the ground, starts from the Shkia. From then, once you sit on the ground, so we're seeing all of the halachas of Tisha B'Av start from Shkia / Bein HaShemoshes. But comes with Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, his Truvis and Salmas Chaim, and he says, as far as learning Torah on Tisha B'Av, he says, one should have to be careful not to learn from Shkia, but that's your business for yourself, he says. But if anyone else is learning straight up from Tzeirah Yechavim, that's your business to be known. He says, although all of the other Dini Avelos, he makes no such distinction, when it comes to Talmud Torah, he says, okay, you should stop from the Shkia, but don't stop anyone else who's learning up to Tzeirah Yechavim. First of all, I think the main thing we see in this Shuvah of the Beis Chaim, he's not even Messiahis to stopping to learn from Chatzos. It's not mentioned. I don't say a word about it. I don't say, well, maybe Be'etzem Chatzos, or you have to stop from Chatzos. He's handling, is Bein HaShemosh the problem or not? How did he even get to Bein HaShemosh? He should have stopped a long time ago. Not even part of his shayla. He goes straight to be made to the cheapest and no Isselim and Erev Tisha B'Av. His only view on is, on Tisha B'Av, do we stop Tisha B'Av from Shkia L'Gabinus or Nishar HaShemosh HaHavim? But it's only Tisha B'Av. Otherwise, you know, Isselim HaHavim say that all. Dr. Beis Tachayim is on it. So, Adkan, the Medugah was on a regular Erev Tisha B'Av. So, what we have found here is that there are ample grounds for one who needs to learn on Erev Tisha B'Av. You can learn anything you want on Erev Tisha B'Av on any year. Ample ground. Is there a mock in Natu? Yeah? But this goes one step further, which is going to bring us back to our old discussion. Because here comes the Maril and says, V'chein minin sheloi loi marprokin imchal Tisha B'Av v'Shabbos. Tisha B'Av v'Shabbos. Such a year, you should not say Pirkei Avos from such a Shabbos. Say from the Hagim, imchal Tisha B'Av v'Shabbos, v'nidche ein oimrim prokin. Yeah? Pirkei Avos, they pick on the Pirkei Avos. It's amazing. And it's important. We should pay attention to that because it's going to come back. The Maril in the Tshuva's Maril, from the Ramdalid, Shechol Tisha B'Av, the Shabbos, also Lilmoid Achar Chatzois, Elo Dvorim Horoyim Shebi Yirmiya, Kimoy B'Choy. There goes the Maril. So we have the Maril in two places. In the Sefer of Menhagim, that's called the Halachis, Maril in the Tshuva's. And we have the Menhagim. So this is the same occurrence, basically, as we saw earlier on the other Shabbos, the Kishayim. And again, Da'ake Moshe brings this down, and he brings it in the Hagoyos of the Rambam on Shulchan Aruch, that one should not learn Pirkei Avos on such a Shabbos. Kum to Bayer Heitiv, and he brings down the Magen Avraham. His understanding, okay, I shouldn't say things in the Magen Avraham, because we'll see the Magen Avraham goes a different direction. Bayer Heitiv, Bayer Heitiv over there, understands from this, he says, oh, he says, the Ramah is talking about Erev Tisha B'Av Shechol B'Shabbos. In other words, he says, the Ramah is talking about Sunday is Tisha B'Av. Shabbos is Erev Tisha B'Av. Like Shabbos is Chet. Test is Sunday. In such a case, you understand, this is the case where from Chatzos and on, you shouldn't be learning. Therefore, in Kinkal V'Choymer, in Chol Tisha B'Av B'Shabbos, also will we call Ayur? He says, yes, yes. So he stressed this a little bit. Up until this point, we saw it should have learned from Chatzos. On Shabbos, the same even when from Chatzos and any other day of the week. The Bahaytiv says, oh, that's because it's Erev Tisha B'Av. Erev Tisha B'Av is the din after learning from Chatzos. What about Tisha B'Av itself? Now, we're not to learn at all. So, such a Shabbos, you can't learn. Yeah, in a Chanami, in a Chanami, in a Chanami. True. So, I would say that the Kal V'Chomer is part of the race, and still his halacha will stand, according to the way he's saying. However, there's no such makor anywhere. Nobody anywhere says not to learn the entire Shabbos of Tisha B'Av or about Tisha B'Av or anything. There's no such thing. And you look back at the Maril in the Menhagim, you can make up in the Ramah whatever you want, but look back at the makor, bring to Maril. Look to my in the Tshuvas, in the Menhagim, in the Sefer, and all of the Rishonim that are Makoidus in this halacha are speaking about Tisha B'Av Shechol B'Shabbos. They're speaking about Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos. And this is where they say that some Chatzos. Well, Yishtamek Shum Echad Mehem to say Tisha B'Av Shechol B'Shabbos, can't learn all Shabbos, Tisha B'Av. Nobody says that. In other words, they're treating Tisha B'Av Shechol B'Shabbos as Erev Tisha B'Av. And therefore they're saying, the same way they said every year that you can't learn from Chatzos, Erev Tisha B'Av. This is Erev Tisha B'Av. I Tisha B'Av, it's Erev Tisha B'Av. So you can't learn from Chatzos. So Vaiser, what the but I hate to think the Chiddush Oskim besides that here, right? In other words, they don't want to walk here, so it doesn't make any sense. It's the same as every other Tisha B'Av. Now, where is this Bar Hetev coming from? Kedarke, anyone who's familiar with Bar Hetev knows, it's a weakness of the Mogen Avraham and Taz generally. So his Mekor is talking to Mogen Avraham. But the Mogen Avraham himself, although he does start off with such a tainer, he doesn't do what the Bar Hetev does and cut it off right there and keep walking. There's a further discussion. Because he also realizes what I just said before. Which is, he says, I walked up to Maril, he's talking about Shabbos Tisha B'Av, and he's still not until Chatzayim. So the Magen Avraham, in a Hanami, starts off, oh, pastors, if it's Shabbos Tisha B'Av, I shouldn't learn at all. My true Zach, the Magen Avraham himself, doesn't work that way. You can learn until Chatzayim, it's a Kula Alma. It's not Tisha B'Av, it's Erev Tisha B'Av. That's a Shem, hopefully we'll have some time, the rest of the week, to go into that, Nakuda further. Now comes the Taz again, and he argues on this somewhat fiercely. The Gabi Shabbos, asking we know that there is any part of Shabbos, and he says, "In ain isur b'achilas bos to v'yayin, there's no isur to eat meat and drink wine on Shabbos Tisha B'Av. Adirav, choyv alav lechu b'avla, it's from Kli Shabbos. You're choyv to eat meat on Shabbos. Woman achol shol yomim mishum avelus." Bifrat, he says. Mi sheyesh leshir, sherogil v'kach mo'ez ha'iv. Especially somebody who has a regular shear at that time. And you're not going to allow to have that regular shear. What he means by the bifrat over here is an interesting question of itself. What's the bifrat, mi sherogil, and what is a regular shear? Why does that make anything different? Interesting question. So one good spot on that would be, this is really avelus b'fahetzia. They said the time of the Jack, well, there's no shear today. What happened? Oh, because there's Tisha B'Av today. Oh, really? So you get Imam Shir Abbas Barasu on Shabbos. That's one reason. Right? And Shmir Shabbos Kul Chosa, by the way, brings down that Svorah, Halacha L'Maaseh. He brings down such a Svorah. That he says, you can't be Mevatel L'Shir B'Av, it's Abbas Barasu on Shabbos. I'm still grappling with this for this Shabbos, for L'Maaseh. What to do exactly? As soon as Rabbi Blues, he told me, why don't you learn Dvarim Mutarim? Chleishmisht. Oy Chazoyim, to speak about that and to see what's going to happen back in the Shabbos. But Al-Kafanis, Dvarim Sabbath, could also be that Shir Kavua, he holds, is clear Bittul Teira. It's not a, well, okay, sometimes you learn more, sometimes you learn less. When you learn this favor, you learn that favor. Hakim of Vakil, yeah.
But the real has a Svara that you'll still have that Sivka of learning.
Yeah. So it's, and I don't know what to say. That's what I'm saying.
That's okay, that's not right.
Comes to Kishma,
says not to about the Sheik of
Ur. Who?
It comes to Kishma and having the Sheik of Ur, says also not to be about the Sheik.
In other words, there's a Kishma to not be about the Sheik.
That's right.
But also Mitzad Avelu. But also Mitzad Avelu. Both things, yeah? The Su Temoli says the Taz. So Koyim B'Tayim B'Mencha. I feel the Tisha B'Av when we did the Shaykh Liyoyme. And everything else that's negated to that day, the regular stuff that are negated to every day, the Pasha Satomid, the Mishnah, the Karbonis, what's the Pshat? The Gilam Loyim and the whole Yoyim, so you do it. Lomi Yishtar, Mishnah is the Prokim, Oif, the Shaykh Liyoyim, the Shabbos, the Zafi Perkei Yomis, what are you targeting this for? Why are you picking on Perkei Yomis, he says? Everything else is regular. Only Perkei Yomis does Nish. Pim Cain, Gam the love to it Shabbos. Have a little name up. He says, forget about Kovet Shabbos and Ish Kovet Shabbos. It's regular. It's one part of the regular. We keep everything normal. And whatever's normal is normal. So why only here? The Sam says, and he ends off on Minik Torah here. I'll end it off in a second. But this kasha that he asked, why are we picking on Perkei Yomis? He's asking a shame of Teres. Maybe if it's in my last time, I'll also say it if I care this morning. Well, let's have a smaller now to answer that cash of the task. I think it was worse than anything else. It's a safe big day, yes, sir. All safe on Shulchan Aruch. He says, anyone who learns Perkei Yomis, might say tam v'chidush niflo v'masher romzu chazal. He says, Perkei Yomis is such a kishmaka safer that anyone who learns it, you find tam v'chidush niflo inside of Perkei Yomis. So he said, that's ma'amish simcha g'dayla, ain't a daima l'kriya, he says. It's not just the same tashas that's on it. Ah! I'm left from them, you can't do that on Shabbos Tisha B'Av, he says. Now, Elamai, still, you have the Taz could be that the Taz, had a kasha anyway, despite that, because first of all, it's different from Hagen. Whether Pirkei Avos are learned or whether they're said. Some have a minute to just read them, some have a minute to learn them, some have a minute to learn them the first round and then read them the other round. These Fashidim, some have a minute to learn them the first round and not learn them at all. Afterwards. That is how quickly that the Taz is going on the minute of reading Pirkei Avos. But either way, it seems pretty clear that the Taz is not bothered if you're going to be happy. It's Shabbos! And therefore Shabbos, there's no problem. Now it's interesting. According to this, the Big Deyesh HaSvora, it's something that bothers me very much, and it's still the Rebbe writing down, but if you look into the regular calendars, they don't even have a parent to this week for Pirkei Avos. Most calendars. Some do, by the way, I found. But most calendars have no parent for Pirkei Avos this week at all. And if the Chmamash HaPela, as we're going to see, we've already seen the Taz right now, but we saw so many places where even when Tisha B'Av is in the middle of the week, you're not renowned from learning. Kosher and the Chal B'Shavos, you're going to find so many places who are like that, including, as we'll see, the Mishnah Berurah, and so many who followed out Halacha L'Maisa, except in the Luach, there's no Perek for Pirkei Avos. What's the pshat in them? There's more than one way to approach it. Either pshat is because that's the Dvarim for Roshim of the Maharil and the Ramah. They say Pirkei Avos, so they didn't want to check with the Pirkei Avos, even if you can learn something else. But again, according to what it says, and this says for Big Day Esha, it says, no, Pirkei Avos is worse than everything else. So now we understand that even if you do learn, doesn't mean you should learn Pirkei Avos. If you hold that you're looking not to be the simcha from Torah on Shabbos, which again remains in question, and in Mr. Hashem will continue.